Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big news on the war front with Iran. Gold exploding to over $614 an ounce from its 25-year high the day before at $606-plus dollars an ounce. Crude oil, $72-plus dollars a barrel. Silver having even bigger gains than crude oil and gold bullion. We're going to get into that and a lot more today, my friends. Iran is ready for a showdown with U.S., former president says, and he's been one of the moderates. The big head of, quote, all intelligence, John Negroponte, the father of the Latin American death squads, says we'll arrest whoever we want and hold him indefinitely as long as the war on terror continues. That should make us all feel very, very safe. We've also got some of the polls coming out. Bush now with a 27-point approval rating. Congress with a 22 to 24% approval rating, depending on what poll you look at. Their entire agenda is outraging the American people. The population is seeing through the propaganda like never before. I also have a little Sky News piece I want to play and analyze coming up in the next segment concerning China and how they're oppressing and suppressing their population, how they're taking people's property that they own to give it to developers and to foreign and Chinese corporations. And there's video up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that obviously you can't see here on the radio that shows just a little bit of footage from one of the attacks where hired government thugs come in and kill, beat, shoot, kill, tear gas peaceful farmers who are having their land taken without just compensation. And it dovetails with what's happening here in the United States with the New London, Connecticut ruling and the Supreme Court and all the land grabbing that's taking place. So I would hope to talk with you, the listeners, today about what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the war, the attack on Iran looming, the approval ratings. All of this is tied together. All these different top generals and other military officers going public and speaking out against the war and speaking out against the willful attempt to expand the war. I was listening to USA Radio Network propaganda news that's even carried some on this network because some stations request news, so we give it to you. And they had some analysts on going, this is a very dangerous trend, very anti-American to have generals criticizing the president. We have a long history of civilians controlling the military, and this is a very dangerous direction the military's going in. There's nothing more patriotic than former military officers going out and speaking up and giving their views politically. I mean, look at MacArthur. Look at what former General George Washington did and then becoming president for two terms. What Bush is doing, getting rid of Posse Comitatus, trying to use the military on the streets of America, that's what's dangerous. But see, that's how they spin it. Oh, having the military speak out on politics, why, that's un-American. No, once you're out of the military, or even while you're there, if you believe something is treasonous or unconstitutional, your oath is to speak up. Your oath is to say no. That's in the uniform rules booklet that they give officers. So it just shows how they'll spin anything. These generals do something incredibly patriotic. And in editorials on the radio, I've read it and heard it. I guarantee you that means it's on TV too, part of the White House talking points. Hey, we don't want the military involved in America. Hey, that's a police state. Spinning that out of generals speaking up. All right, it's all coming up. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guarantee my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to air a five-minute clip from 60 Minutes so we can critique it and comment on it. When they interviewed General Zinni, one of many, many generals that have gone public, saying that Rumsfeld should resign, that the war is a total fiasco, a disaster, a debacle, a shame. And then we're also going to be playing a clip here in a few minutes from Sky News over in England, which just so happens to be owned by Rupert Murdoch, that traffics in its own brand of propaganda inside of China. But still, it's an excellent report, so we'll be playing that. There have been some new big developments on the Iran conflict, that whole crisis, ongoing war, and preemptive strikes looming. We'll also get into what's happening with the economy with gold, bullion prices, over $614 an ounce, going up, I guess now an average of $10 a day. Silver exploding, crude oil surging over $70 a barrel on Monday, and now tracking today at over $72 a barrel crude oil per barrel. And we'll take your phone calls on any issue, any item, any topic, any question, any comment you have. 1-800-259-9231. There have been some new developments concerning Charlie Sheen. And we've written an article at Infowars.com concerning this and another at PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll get into more of that later as well. Now, right now, I want to go ahead and play the audio from just a five-minute segment from Sky Television. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Our headline is, "The Secret Behind China's Economy. Sky News has made an exclusive investigation into the sinister secrets behind China's booming economy. The Chinese government is accused of using police brutality to remove people from their homes and into lives of squalor and poverty." Now, there is even a prominent New York Times writer and researcher who has been in jail, for over a year in China just for research, and they're saying they're not going to release him. You don't hear a word from the Bush administration. Can you imagine if Gaddafi grabbed an American? Or can you imagine what would happen if Saddam had grabbed an American, or if anybody else had? But when China does it, hey, no problem. And China, the government of China, advertises in prestigious medical journals. They advertise on TV. Even major New York papers report that every day, this is how big the business is, dozens and dozens and dozens of people land in New York because they have some of the best organ transplantation doctors there. So people can go directly into the hospital after their 20-something-hour flight from Beijing, China, to be cared for to make sure they don't have organ rejection there in New York. And there's been articles, Associated Press, major Japanese reports as well, about how the majority of our wealthy Japanese get their organs from China. And the majority of the political dissidents that are killed, or the people that are executed, are political dissidents. So China openly advertises they sell organs, and then the State Department comes out a year ago and attacks myself, attacks Jeff Rentz, attacks a bunch of other people, and says, oh, the evil conspiracies on the web, they claim China sells organs. They claim China sells organs. But we have the Times of London, we have the official Chinese government People's Daily. I mean, it's like claiming Alex Jones claims that the sun comes up in the morning. Ha ha ha, how ridiculous. And then, of course, the State Department had to retract that because it was found that they had an entire section on the State Department from years ago about how bad China is selling political dissidents' organs. So our media, our government, is very complicit with China. And in the last year, every couple of weeks, we see new reports, but they're presented as if they're reporting on the price of timber or something. It's just calmly reported that, oh, in this southern province or in that province, Chinese troops or Chinese police moved in and opened fire with riot shotguns on 20,000 farmers, killing 50. I mean, you can go read the headlines. And it's now back in the late 80s with Tiananmen Square, it was, oh, how horrible, oh, this is terrible. Now it's, China brought order to things. I remember reading articles where they actually are being positive about China. And then I remember that I have footage of Marines training to kill political dissidents. We have Virginia anti-terror training manual that says that property rights activists are terrorists. We have that from other federal manuals. We have it posted on the site. It's in the mainstream news. We have the New London, Connecticut ruling where they say if a private group wants your land and can lobby the city to take your land, just compensation is not even needed. In New London, then the local papers, never the national papers, we tried to expose that. In New London, in one case, the house was valued at over $300,000, a three-story Victorian home built over 100 years ago with two generations of a family living in it. Excuse me, three. The man's children, himself the software engineer, and then his folks living on the upper floor. Beautiful home. We had them on. We showed photographs. And they told them 5 years ago when they ruled they were going to take the property, listen, we'll give you tax roll value of $316,000, not best price or not market, because he could obviously get more for it, especially because they wanted to build a pharmacological plant there, Big Pharma. I mean, that's how free market works. No, I'm not going to sell until you offer enough. And they said, okay, if you don't sell, we're going to charge you back taxes and lawyer's fees. Now, this is the government who's the aggressor. I mean, even in England, it's the aggressor who, if they lose the case, has to pay. This is the opposite. The aggressor says, we're going to make you pay. And when they, 5 years ago, when they refused to sell the house, this is one example. I've done it to hundreds there. Over 300 families, 300 homes just in this one area. They told them, we're going to go ahead and condemn your house outright then. Now we'll only give you $60,000. But then after they lost the case at the Supreme Court, they said, now you owe us like $200,000 plus. I forget the exact number. And so you owe us money even after we take it and bulldoze it. So there's the penalty for standing up for your land. This is exactly what's happening in China. And this is coming to America. Go ahead and roll the Sky News piece.
If you're Chinese and want to complain about your government, this is where you come, if you're brave enough. The National Petitions Office is ringed by plainclothes police, and coming here isn't encouraged. Foreign journalists aren't welcome either. It's all part of China's media control machine that would have you believe all is calm and stable here.
Hey, what's going on?
Don't be fooled. Below the surface, China is seething with discontent. This is a slum of the downtrodden, where victims of injustice come to live while petitioning the government. We arrived unannounced, but within seconds were being mobbed by people desperate for our attention. They showed us photographs and held up banners with stories of corruption, police brutality, and sons killed in detention. Crowding in determined, their voices were heard. One of the women pleaded with us to film her, saying she'd been beaten by police. These are very rare pictures in China. This kind of discontent is seldom filmed. We couldn't stay long. They said the police were coming. But in just 4 minutes, we'd attracted a growing crowd. Before leaving, our camera was drawn to a man bearing the burn scars of a past protest. His banner read, "Human rights are more important than living." But this is what's causing the greatest anger. Homes and land being seized by the government and sold to developers to build on. These are some of the victims. They've spent all winter living in tents in temperatures well below freezing after their own governments demolished their homes to develop the land. We wanted to record their story. The police had been tipped off we were coming and were determined to stop us filming. So we went back at night. This small tent is all Wan Bao Long and his wife have left to live in. He told me how the government evicted him by force, so he set up camp where his house once stood. All he wants is enough compensation to buy a new home. It takes courage in China to talk to foreign journalists and criticize your own government like this.
There's nothing we can do. Nothing. We went to the Chinese media, but they're too scared to report it. The government won't listen. They just bully the ordinary people. They're eating our flesh and drinking our blood. They're picking our bones clean.
Wang Shui-yi is another demolition victim. This is all that's left of the home she'd lived in since childhood. She's put up her tent where her living room was. In it she's made a shrine to her late husband. He died after they were given their eviction notice. She claims officials hounded him to his death.
They're stealing our home. It's theft. Just theft. The poor have no human rights, no way of surviving. We've been everywhere for help.
This is the flip side to China's economic miracle. In the country's massive property boom, government officials and developers are making untold billions, seizing people's land to build on.
All right.
It's a land grab on an...
Back it up 20 seconds, 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll play the rest. There's video of them shooting the farmers, blasting them, beating their heads in with shovels. And I've got video of the Marines training to do it right here. America, you're going to get a taste of it real soon.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Number one, I commend the Sky TV reporters for having the courage to do what they were doing with the police grabbing them, slapping on them, grabbing at their cameras, shoving them. And then the courage of the people who own their homes or little shacks that have been bulldozed where they've lived for generations, who are literally thrown out on the streets. This is what government does with the private interests that control it. Let's go ahead and play the rest of this piece.
This is the flip side to China's economic miracle. In the country's massive property boom, government officials and developers are making untold billions, seizing people's land to build on. It's a land grab on an unprecedented scale, and the full force of the state is being used to crush any protest.
It looks like a medieval battle, but this is protest control in 21st century China. An army of hired thugs moving on villages to seize their land. They're armed with guns and stun grenades that meet fierce resistance, as villagers fight back with farm tools in a pitched battle last year that claimed 6 lives. These kinds of clashes are hardly ever filmed, but they're happening more and more often. Apart from the violence, the pictures are striking because they're taken by the protesters themselves. More and more people are filming what's happening to them. Here, neighbours secretly record the moment police drag an old man from his home. Then his ill wife is hauled away, still in her sick bed. Minutes later, demolition teams move in to tear down their house for development. These poignant pictures are of a man racked with grief in the minutes after his house is demolished. He argues with police in impotent fury before claiming what's left of his home, sitting on its rubble, consoling his grandson. We can only catch glimpses, but in booming China, there's an unequal struggle raging between the poor and the powerful that the government would prefer the world didn't see. Dominic Waghorn, Sky News, Beijing.
Well, Dominic Waghorn has amazing courage. I'm going to attempt to get him on as a guest in the next few weeks, though I'm told he's out of country right now. But think about the courage of those Chinese villagers. Charging men with machine guns and being gunned down, and they continue to battle them. What they didn't tell you in that piece is, over and over again, almost every case we've seen, the villagers are winning. Thousands of police, thousands of hired thugs going up against tens of thousands of people with farm tools, literally with pitchforks and hoes and shovels, hand-to-hand combat against machine guns. They're more American than every American alive today, I'm here to tell you. They are more like our founding fathers than we are today. We are fat, we are decadent, we are spoiled, and we're going to get raped. The whole setup for this police state has nothing to do with fighting Al-Qaeda. It's about taking pension funds, taking private property, and destroying the middle class, and that's the stated goal of the New World Order. The New World Order loves China because they literally feed on their own population, as that man said who had his little house bulldozed sitting there with his grandson. They eat our flesh, they drink our blood. Literally, they are predators. The elite are predators, literally feeding on us. So those cheap goods we all buy from China, don't really have a choice now, are cheap because they have over 700-plus slave camps alone that supply Walmart. They take the you know what public school is in China? For a large part of the children, it is half a day in a factory, half a day at school, from the age of 6 years of age. They take them from the home. The children live in government communes, government high-rises, right next to the factories. This is slavery. This is slavery that dwarfs black slavery in this country. There are 1.5 billion people now in China. And I'm so sick of all the Forbes magazine articles praising China, CNN, all of it, covering this up. I salute the Chinese peasants. They've got more courage than I've got for not talking, for not putting up with it. Unbelievable. And they're winning. They'll win and drive off the thousands, and tens of thousands come, and then the troops start doing door-to-door arrest. They make the families go inside, or they come out, they machine gun them, they make them starve to death. You can find the photos online of whole dead families, little rotten dead toddlers on the streets. That's who the New World Order loves. That's their model country. Well, that government may be their model, but their people are my model. More American than any American today. Universally, their farmers revolt. They're going to take that government down. You watch.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back. Your calls are coming up in a lot of other news. But just finishing up my statements on China. We haven't given enough attention at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on this radio broadcast to the valiant stand of the Chinese people against their parasitic, larcenous, predatory, shark-like, degenerate government. That our government and the global government is in an absolute lip-lock love fest with. But I have witnessed and I have seen video, and we've aired video, of our own military training, the Army, the Marines, to go after, quote, land rights activists. They hire role players to play the part of Americans who won't give up their land, who the troops then mow down. This has been going on for 8 years that I know. Quiet training. And they say it's for America. And now, from Arizona to Virginia, we have the federally written, state-issued, to all state employees, training manuals and terrorism advisories, where it says protesters, land rights activists, are terrorists. Arrest them immediately. I have that law enforcement publication out of Dallas a few years ago, and it said, Police, if you see a car with a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, I've seen hundreds of those in Austin, go ahead and arrest them. And police chiefs, don't be mad at your officers for going ahead and bringing them in because they may be a terrorist. Your government's gone totally rogue. It's gone totally criminal, as the Founding Fathers warned us it would if we weren't eternally vigilant. In California, they make the children in the public schools during lockdowns for no reason use the restroom in buckets in the class. They try to take the gold out of prisoners' teeth before they're even charged with acid forfeiture seizure. The government engages in chemical and biological and radiological testing on the American people and pays other governments to do it. Trillions are missing from the Pentagon. There's war profiteering going on everywhere. Criminality by government is rampant. And then every once in a while, they'll burn some congressman who gets caught red-handed stealing $800 million. And then that leaves the headlines. Or a governor who does some little petty thing, supposedly, but does other good work is burned, in the case of Illinois. Oh, the corrupt will go after a few of their own people for petty issues they haven't even committed, in many cases. But the real corruption rolls forward. No, we're not going to talk about Aruba and the new arrests. We're not going to talk about the two Duke players being charged with a rape and the grand jury handing down an indictment. All of that is diversions and distractions. One Chinese city has 24 mobile execution vans that drive around 24 hours a day. I guess they got a van for every hour of the day, according to the People's Daily. The Chinese government brags about this. No judge, no jury. They just take you out, and there's all this video and photos of them. They choking young women and men as they take them out to the van. They gut them right there in the van, put the organs on dry ice and fly it out, or put them in Americans and Japanese and rich Chinese and rich Europeans, filling the hospitals, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars per procedure. The money goes to Chinese generals and Communist Party members. It makes 1984 look tame. This is the new America. This is the new world order. This is what they want to bring here. I've heard neocons on radio for a decade going, we need prisoners' organs. Why aren't we keeping them? And if they're already trying to take prisoners' gold teeth before they're even indicted, before they're even charged, I mean, what's next? As one defense lawyer said, at least in Nazi Germany, they waited till you were dead. The government has gone rogue. It's gone predator. There's no debating it. And I commend, my heart goes out to, I feel like I am a brother. I feel a kindred bond, a kindred spirit with the revolting, rioting, unarmed Chinese people who will go head up against tanks. I don't think it's good that some of them, and it shows one of the survivors, will douse themselves in gasoline and burn themselves. Every week I see a report of it in front of different government buildings. That's desperation. That's pain. Does it have to get that bad here before we're willing to stand up? I mean, I think about the Austin politicians themselves, openly being paid off by the toll road company that's foreign-owned, openly engaging in every form of scam you can imagine. I mean, I just think locally about how sick it is to be ruled over by crooks, by giggling, smirking criminals in $3,000 suits. Oh, they have short hair. They have gold cufflinks. They drive Mercedes. They must be nice. I think about the smirking police whose children and grandchildren's futures are gone, who don't even love their own families, who don't even have enough common sense to speak out and stand up against the wholesale butchering of this country. I'm angry. Because the level of corruption and criminality gone to seed is so wild right now. There is a wild-eyed looting going on. Just insane stealing criminal activity everywhere by a pack of crooks that have seized our media, the propaganda arms, the PR firms. I mean, take San Antonio, Texas. We have confirmed that five elementary and middle schools have full-time U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force MPs at them, in the classes, in the schools. When a child's called to the office, U.S. military takes them. We did a report on this. We have video of it. Takes them, last year? Now I just got a confirmed report from one of our sources. It's even worse. He's getting more video. Has more video. Is sending it to me. And the troops are out on the street. They walk the kids across the crosswalk, train the kids. The military keeps them safe. And we call the local news, and they go, we're not going to report on that. No, that's not newsworthy. See, that's how they get rid of Posse Comitatus, some nice little cute stuff. Oh, the military guards the public schools. They take the kids to the office. I call the principal up, and she goes, well, they're here to discipline the youth. I remember in 1998, in the Pensacola News Journal, we have it posted on Infowars.com in the archives. Marines take over school, and it says they pointed guns at them and told them, quote, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. And I've seen hundreds and hundreds of separate cases that's just the same or worse. It's all a giant brainwashing camp. It's like the body snatchers where it's going on all around you and people don't notice it or don't know what's happening. It's so evil. It's so systematic. It's so crafted. It's so classic. It's high-tech classic tyranny with a high-tech overlay. And it's going on everywhere. I'm going to take some calls, but I want to tell the young people something. Don't you dare ever smoke marijuana. Don't you dare ever take ecstasy. Don't you dare ever take LSD. Don't you dare ever inject heroin. And in the classical sense, that'll cause young people to go out and do it. Because the media's posed it as it's cool, it's neat, only cool folks do it. Oh, it's cutting edge, it's radical, it's forbidden. No, it's not. The very same big pharma companies that are tied in with the prison military industrial complex are the very ones documented to be shipping in the majority of the narcotics. And then when you use it, it's designed to get you into the system. And those very same companies push Prozac and Ritalin and all the other serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They're pushing legal drugs with one hand and pushing them with the other, the illegal ones. There's nothing cool about it. You let these devils into your life when you use it. Don't ever use their dirty drugs. Don't ever touch their dirty drugs. Have nothing to do with their dirty drugs and their dirty cigarettes and the rest of it. There's nothing cool about it. Get the adrenaline rush you'll get from climbing a mountain. Get the adrenaline rush you'll get from making a touchdown. Get the adrenaline rush you'll get from opening your own business when you're 15. And when you graduate when you're 17, you'll have $50,000 in the bank. Get the adrenaline rush from getting married and having a strong family and being successful. I'm high as a kite, and I'm on absolutely nothing but a cup of coffee every morning, and I'm phasing that out. Don't let these crooks sell you their drugs and then have their other crooks put you in jail. Don't use their filth. Now, you talk to young people and you tell them what the drug war really is, and you explain to them that it's a spider's web wanting to capture you, and you describe to them what prison's going to be like. And you explain to them they're probably going to end up in prison if they were as straight-laced as John the Baptist. This whole system is designed to put everybody in prison. You explain to them they're going to be very blessed, and they better work very hard just to end up being somewhat successful in the new third world climate. And they won't use those filthy drugs. If you're at some party when you're 15, and the cool kids are out back smoking marijuana, which then leads to other drugs. Alcohol's even worse, by the way. Don't do it, because they're going to get you into their system. It's a spider's web. Truly be rebellious and rebel against their culture of death. Truly be rebellious. Tune into real, honest-to-goodness, healthy resistance. And be straight-laced and be strong, and you will be admired for not using the drugs. Hollywood tells our young men, act like fools, don't be serious, act like a monkey, have your pants hanging down around your ankles. You'll get the girls, and you don't get the girls. We are mammals. We are pack creatures, pack animals, and we follow what we think the leaders are, and they hold up false idols, false leaders, false precepts, and they rape your mind. Don't make the mistake that I and others made, and I never got too deep in anything, thank God. But don't let these criminals that have set up this web, this trap for you, win. Beat them. As the French say, the best revenge is living well. You want to be rebellious, you fight the New World Order. You want to be rebellious, you don't use their filthy drugs, any of them. It makes them so angry when you don't use their drugs, so their dumb goons can't pull you over and take you to jail. Take that away from them. Take everything away from them. That's why they hate the homeschoolers that have drills all over the country saying they're terrorists and terrorizing public school children, brainwashing them that homeschoolers are bad, because the corporations are fighting for the homeschoolers. They get the full tuition paid, the full scholarships, paid scholarships with money on top of their scholarship for their tuition. They end up having higher IQs. They end up making more money in the private sector. They don't end up on drugs. They don't end up mutilating their bodies. That's why they hate it. But they'll still take the brains that are developed by it to serve in their system, those that survive and make it through it. Don't be part of their system. Don't hurt yourself. They're afraid of your intellect. They're afraid of the potential you've got. They're threatened by the middle class. They're threatened by ingenuity. They're threatened by your free market dynamism. They're threatened by you. Unleash your power. Unleash your focus. Get informed. Be a leader. The knowledge of the New World Order just in business with your investments and your savings will make you wealthy. Being informed is power. Information is power. They don't want you to have that power. Who's up first here? Laura in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm in the Moms Club, and I sent an email out to all the moms and everybody in my church of your website. And the mom that's the head of the Moms Club had said that we don't talk about political issues. And
well, that's right. Americans aren't supposed to do that. You're meant to shut up. This is the new Soviet America.
Yep. But I'm going to keep on. I'm not going
to. Yeah, well, you need to respond to her and say, hey, this is America. The problem in America is we aren't involved in politics. We don't get involved. Mothers are supposed to be involved politically to keep their children safe. That's a parent's job.
I know, Alex. It's really sad and it upsets me. You know, because what happens to all the other kids that are, you know, are in other countries, and and nobody really looks at the facts. They just watch the media and they believe what they see on TV, and it really saddens me.
Well, why don't you tell those mamas their dollar's been devalued by 45%? Why don't you tell those mamas their babies are taking deadly vaccines? Why don't you tell those mamas that if they love their children, they'll stop being a bunch of scum?
Mm-hmm. I also had something else to tell you, Alex. Over in Ohio, there was a sheriff that was picking up these Mexicans just to give them a ride, and they shot him because they didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, 20+% of our prison population is illegal alien, even though they're only about 8% of the population. And most of the drunk driving, most of the crashes, all of it, it's just despicable.
Yes,
but the cops love it. The cops love getting killed at the border and love loving the government. They just love it.
Sad.
Good to hear from you. And I'm, believe me, I know the deep ignorance. In America today, it's honored to be dumb. It's honored to be stupid. It's honored to not be involved. It's honored to be run over and not know anything political or economic. It's good to be a complete idiot. That's why we're becoming slaves. They dumbed us down. Now the chains are going on.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. Tim, Cliff, Israel, David, others, your calls are coming up. We got Walter Burian to talk about the giant double set of books that every government has: water districts, school districts, county government, city government, state government, federal government. Tens of thousands of these. And the giant slush funds, the biggest secret, you're going to learn about it in the third hour with Walter Burian, who first broke this over a decade ago. Now it's become bigger news. That's coming up. We're going to play a clip of General Zini in the middle of the next hour when I get into all these generals that are going public. And we will continue with your phone calls, a lot of news on the economy, Iran, Bush corruption, you name it. It's all coming up. Before I go back to your calls, please go to prisonplanet.tv if you're a computer user, if you're online, and get a monthly trial membership for $5.95. Get all 14 of my films in high bandwidth, low bandwidth, in three different formats. Download them, burn them on disk, great activist tool. And the $5.95 just allows us to pay for the bandwidth and the servers and what we do here, my webmasters. My weekly TV reports, special in-studio video reports with guests we have, a bunch of other films I've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, over 1,000 pieces of media, over 2 years, continual operation. I want to thank all the current members. I want to invite you to join us and be members at prisonplanet.tv. And I cannot stress enough to use it as an activist tool. Or go to Infowars.com and order hard copies of books and videos and T-shirts and bumper stickers and citizen rule books and all the materials we've got on the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Or simply call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your order over the phone. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's up to you. The ball is in your court. These tools will wake people up. You can talk yourself blue in the face of a lot of people, and it's not as effective as documentary films and books we found. And books and films are the most effective. We've gone from the smartest, most wealthy, most educated people to the dumbest, and we're losing our wealth. It's time to give people videos. Let's talk to Tim in Texas. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Jim.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I was at the illegal Mexican riot at the state capitol here in Austin a week or two ago, and the newspapers reported 10,000 to 12,000, but they declared that there was 500,000 in Dallas. 500,000 in L.A., 500,000 in Chicago, et cetera. And, of course, I took the liberty of wading into that mob and borrowing their microphone for a few minutes, which didn't last long. But I noticed the race had a 20-foot banner in their trademark red and black, which declared that violent revolution is inevitable. Now, I took exception to that banner.
I have seen those banners and photographs. I should have been there, but I was out of town. And, you know, that's the thing. Most Americans who happen to be Hispanic are against this, but you've got these 20-plus million illegal aliens here. It's really 30 mm-hmm. million, but let's be conservative.
Mostly peaceful, but yet still illegal.
Yes, but at the same time, the leaders of this are, we are the race, we are the master race, and you're going to die, boy.
They are the race.
That's right, the master race.
I thought that God made us all equal. I mean, we held those truths to be self-evident. Other than the blacks and the American Indians, even our founding fathers believed in that.
Tell you what, stay there, sir. I'll let you finish up. No, I fully on. But listen, plan a San Diego to kill all white males 16 and older.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.